countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Follow our new Weanling Watch series for expert analysis and commentary from thousands of cattle sales weekly.
Well, finally, as the weeks go by, more activities are resuming in towns and villages across the country. Towns like Cappamore in County Limerick, where Thursday night bingo is back at 8:30 in the community centre. Now, they come from all over. COVID certs on one hand, masks on. COVID compliance meant it wasn't a full house, but there was plenty of enthusiasm for the prize pot of €2,300 this week. Brenda Donoghue went along to see how everybody was getting on. So eyes down and away we go.
Everybody settled in, you're all welcome to bingo here in Cappamore this damp evening. Hope you enjoy your night. I hope you win plenty money. Any two lines for €40, your next number. 8787. All the ones, legs 11. 2929.
Barbara, it's great to see you. I didn't see you in over 2 years.
I know, it's been a long time. But
it's been a long time, yeah.
Hopefully it's going to get better.
So back at bingo, what's your name, where are you from?
Patrick Hickey from Ballinair. Great to be back, and it's a great social thing, show. When I was doing the Zoom bingo at home, we got into it. So it's good too, but it hasn't the social thing. Brenda, it's great when you're out farming and when you come in dinner and relax. And then you have somewhere to go, like somewhere like bingo, a social thing to do. Hoping to meet all the faces I know. I didn't meet them nearly 2 years. Here now, like, you know what I mean?
I think I found the most glamorous woman at the bingo tonight. What's your name?
Mary Fairbier.
And what's your job here tonight, Mary?
Selling lottery tickets. I love bingo. I love being back at bingo, especially for the friendship.
What was the last year and a half like without this kind of social outlet for you?
My world fell apart. I was very housebound, as I'm aging, and I had to do what I was told. But I'm so excited to be back right here now playing bingo. I mean, right now I'm a different person to before. I was living in the past. Now I'm living in the present. I'm so thrilled to be back, working amongst the friends I adore.
Would you like a lotto?
Thank you very much, and the very best of luck.
Hello, you're back at the bingo. What's your name?
Patsy Hoare.
Well, Patsy, what does it mean to be back?
Like winning the lotto, because I missed it so much. I missed all my friends that I met here. I've come here about 20 years.
How was COVID for you? How did you get on?
Very bad. I got very depressed and everything over it. And then I was diagnosed with cancer there in the colon there a few weeks ago, and that made me worse then.
Only a few weeks ago?
That's all. I was delighted that when bingo came back, because it was something to look forward to going there, you know. It takes my mind off of it, my bingo.
I wish you the best of health and thank you.
Glad to be back at the bingo, yes. And as I said, with the COVID and all that, we had nowhere to go really, and this is the only night we get out for a bit of crack and have a laugh. I myself, my mother is in a nursing home, and I used to be with her all the time, and I'm always with her every day. Like, with the COVID, I couldn't go near her, and I said I was upset, and I still couldn't go to the bingo. And at least I have the bingo now, and I can still see my mother, and you know, it's something to do, something to get out.
I've just come out to the car park in the Cappamore Community Centre, and I see the buses are pulling up. I'm just going to get onto one now. It's the Galty bus hire, and we have a few people on this. Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Are you all glad to be going back to bingo?
Yay.
Has anybody won a load of money on the bingo? Who's the good? What's your name?
Josie Deegan.
And where are you from, Josie?
Kilmallock.
And you've won big on bingo.
How much? 7,300 in hospital bingo.
What?
About 4 years ago. Well, I came back from England, and after a lot of tragedy in the family, and I met loads of new friends, and every bingo hall I go to, I know they know me. So it's been lovely, and you know, you get a great welcome from everybody.
62, 62, 35, 45, check, and 35, one check.
Now, you won. What did you win?
€100.
Well, how does that feel?
Lovely, my first time back after COVID, so I'm delighted.
And what's your name?
Clodagh.
So tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm living at home and I have a child. She'll be two in November, my first baby, so I'm delighted to get out of the house for the first time in the past 2 years. So COVID was a bit hard when I had her, like, because she wasn't allowed to meet anyone, and so it was hard going, but hopefully we'll be out of it and get back to normal.
You're after winning €100?
Yeah.
The interval has been called in the bingo hall tonight. And John Fabier, I'm grabbing him for a quiet moment. You are the bingo caller here. How long, John, have you been calling the numbers?
I'm calling numbers approximately 20 years. I might call right numbers, I'll call wrong numbers. Some people will be delighted with what I call. More people will say, where is such a number? When half time comes, they'll say, well, what did you do, number 10, John? I'll say, well, I have that in my pocket now for another while. I like calling it. I'm retired now, and it's an outlet for me. Certainly with the lockdown, people were asking me in the street, when are you opening up the bingo, John? I said, we can't open it up for another while. If you see tonight the light, the delight on their faces, it's magnificent to see the light on their face. They came up to me especially and they said, thanks very much for having the bingo back on again.
To be a good bingo caller, what are the skills you need?
You need to be your own person and you need to be as cool as a breeze. 2-5-25, 4-8-48.
I've just noticed that everyone seems to have special bingo pens. I didn't know there was such a thing. What are they?
They're dabbers.
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 Yeah.
So what we do is, when we see our number, we have a dabber, and what we do is we just dab like that. After that, then you can...
Dab away.
Dab away.
Now, tell me, who have we got here?
Mary O'Brien.
And yeah. Somebody told me you had more than one child.
Oh, I have too many. I said. A large
How many children have you got?
20, yeah. 20, 14 girls and 6 boys. 4 sets of twins.
So how do you have 20 children and bring them all up?
I can't tell you now. They all rare, one rare, another short. Yeah. That was the way it was mine.
You're some woman. Good luck with the bingo.
Thanks a lot. Nice to meet you.
Gee, it's great to be back. The night is over. Didn't win anything, but there's always the next night.
And I won 100.
Did you?
I did. I was very lucky. Yeah. Very lucky, you know.
You brought him luck.
You brought me luck. I won 100. Great to be back at bingo again.
A powerful report there from Brenda Donoghue at the Cappamore Community Centre on Thursday night bingo session. And she met a woman who has had 20 children. I'm wondering if that's a record. You can contact us if you know of anybody who has had more than 20 children. Thanks to the committee for the warm welcome that they gave us there this week.